Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the second Sunday of Easter, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Worship Christ, the Risen King. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the second Sunday of Easter is taken from St. John chapter 20, with special attention to verses 24 through 29 as follows. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, O sons and daughters of the King. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to believe and accept the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even though we have not seen the mark of the nails in his hands and his feet, and touch his side with our own hands, to believe and accept that Jesus Christ has risen just as he told us. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. John chapter 20, with special attention to verses 27 and 28 as follows. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, have you ever heard someone say, "I do not believe it," or "it just cannot be true," or even for that matter, "it is impossible"? I'm certain all of us have. This is especially true when something bad happens to someone we know personally, either in our family, in the circle of our friends and neighbors, or even here at the church. It could be an accident, an injury, an illness, or even a sudden death, especially of someone who is still young. And so we also have the need to see them for ourselves. We either call them for more information or rush to the hospital or to the scene of where it happened in order to be convinced that it is true. Unfortunately, just like Thomas, one of Jesus' own disciples, we also have the need for some proof or evidence in order to believe it ourselves. And that's precisely what happened to Thomas. Unfortunately, Thomas, called Didymus, or the twin, was not with the other disciples when Jesus appeared to them the first time, as they were hiding behind locked doors for fears of the Jews. Suddenly, Jesus appeared to them and said, "Peace be with you," or "Shalom," which was the normal and customary Hebrew greeting. And then Jesus showed them the scars in his hands and the bruise in his side. And as soon as they saw his hands and his side, they were glad and overjoyed to see him. And then Jesus said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Interesting, isn't it? Jesus didn't say to them, "Good evening." And Jesus didn't ask them, "How are you doing?" either. Or even for that matter, "Why are you hiding behind locked doors?" No. Instead, Jesus said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And then Jesus went on to give them the following instruction. "If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." And after having said that, Jesus left them. So they went immediately to tell Thomas, who was absent, of what had just happened to them. "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said, "No, I will never believe." Thomas was skeptical. He wanted to see some proof or evidence that Jesus was alive, just as the others told him. He was so determined about it that he told the others, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." In other words, Thomas wanted to see Jesus personally with his own eyes, to touch the mark of the nails in his hands and the bruise in his side. He wanted to see Jesus face to face, and unless that happened, he was not about to believe the others when they told him, "We have seen the Lord." And it was only after Jesus appeared to them for a second time, 8 days later, and Thomas was with them, and Jesus said again, "Peace be with you," that Thomas finally stopped doubting and began to believe. As a matter of fact, Jesus turned immediately to Thomas and said, Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. And as soon as Jesus said that, Thomas, ashamed and embarrassed, fell down to his knees and replied, My Lord and my God. Then Jesus rebuked Thomas, saying, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Now what about us again? What about you and me? Are we any different than Thomas? And the answer is no. We are no different. Let us be honest about that this morning. How many times have we reacted in the same way? This is especially true when something bad happens to someone we know personally, either in our family, in the circle of our friends and neighbors, or even here at church, whether it is an accident, an injury, an illness, or a sudden death. We also want to have some evidence or proof that it really happened. Sometimes we may even have questions and doubts about our own faith and trust in Jesus when bad things happen to us, to ask ourselves, why me and not someone else? Yes, why? Why did this happen to me? It is then that we also need to hear Jesus say to us, Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Stop doubting and believe. Yes, today Jesus also says to us, Peace be with you. When we are faced with our own disappointments, problems, trials, and tribulations in life, this is especially true today as we still continue to live in fear and anxiety of the COVID pandemic that just won't go away. But we should not despair or be afraid, as Jesus also says to us, Peace be with you. We should not despair or be afraid, as Jesus touches us today with the mark of the nails in his hands and the bruise in his side. Every time you receive the Holy Sacrament, his true body and true blood for the forgiveness of all of our sins and the promise of the gift of eternal life. Not only that, but also his blessing. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. We have the peace of Jesus and we are blessed, even though we have not seen Jesus with our own eyes or touched Jesus with our own hands. As a matter of fact, the whole Christian faith is based on the foundation that Jesus did not only suffer and die on the cross, but that he also rose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. The words we find at the end of our text for today, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And whenever we have failed to have more faith and trust in the resurrection of our Lord, just like Thomas did in his doubting and unbelief, God the Father forgives us again through his only Son, Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. May God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit, that even though we have not seen the mark of the nails in his hands, and touch his side with our own hands, that we believe and accept that Jesus Christ has risen just as he told us. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. How blessed are they that have not seen, and yet whose faith has constant been, for they eternal life shall win. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. To believe and accept the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, even though we have not seen the mark of the nails in his hands, his feet, and touch his side with our own hands. To believe and accept that Jesus Christ has risen, just as he told us. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, He's Risen, He's Risen, Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this second Sunday of Easter, as we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, good Christian friends, rejoice and sing. We want to thank every one of you for your prayers and financial support for our ministry. Your response has made it possible for us to begin meeting the challenge. And as you continue to pray and give to our ministry at Shepherd in the Pines, may God continue to bless you and your family abundantly for your love, concern, and generosity. The words of the psalmist, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. Amen.